Actually, it's Manny Arsenal who's joining us from the Elks dressing room. Manny, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. I guess you don't like the loss. You don't like 0-3, but you got to like the step forward you guys seem to take today. Much better game. You really gave the Stampeders everything they could handle.
Yeah. You know the positives. You know what? You got to feed off that and build off that. But we're in the line of business where it's about getting wins. And we just got to find ways to really finish games. And I think once we can pull that off, man, we finally get this monkey off our back.
Yeah, now I guess you got to fight yourself a little emotionally too, right? You don't want to let 0-3 get you down, especially when you're making strides each and every week.
Yeah, it's next game mentality, and that's what we got to have as a collective group. But you know what? I believe in these guys. We believe in each other, and we just know we're right there, man. But it's just next game mentality. You know, proper preparation prevents poor performance. So we're going to get back to work and get ready to play the Hamilton Ticats. That's up next.
Game really changed, I guess, on that touchdown late in the first half, right? That kind of really seemed to spur the Stampeders on into the second half.
Right, yeah. But you know, in the Canadian Football League, man, you're always in the game long as it's time on the clock. But we just got to finish drives, man. And that's kind of the theme for our season right now, is finding a way to finish. And that's what we're really going to work on. But like you, it starts in our preparation, and we just looking forward to get back to work, man. But we just really got to find ways to finish, because once we learn that, this thing going to be trending in the right direction, and we wouldn't be in the position we're in now. But I think as a whole, we just got to finish, keep believing, keep fighting, and working our butts off.
7 catches for 99 yards tonight and a touchdown. Obviously, you're feeling it tonight.
Yeah, you know, I was blessed with the opportunities, man. You know, that's why they brought me in here, just to make most of any opportunity that kind of comes my way. But it's about those guys around me, how I can help them be better. But, you know, shout out to the O-line for the protection and just this organization for believing in me and giving me the opportunity to still play football. So anything that I can do out there, man, that's my main focus, whether it's running, blocking, you name it, that's what I'm here for, man, to work.
Thanks, Manny, appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Emmanuel Arsenal down inside the Elks dressing room. And
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.